Estevan, the Souris Valley Museum invited the community for an Easter egg hunt on April 1. About 150 people stopped by to visit and take pictures with the Easter Bunny, have some candy apples and cotton candy, choose from many crafts offered, and of course search for Easter eggs hidden all around the museum in between antiques and historic exhibits. 5 eggs would get young treasure hunters a sweet little prize. Museum director, curator Melanie Memory said the 2-hour event turned out really well, and it seemed that all their guests had fun. There were a lot of younger kids and it was really good to see everybody out, Memory said. The Easter egg hunt at the museum became a good tradition before the pandemic, and they were happy to bring it back. They usually would run the event inside the museum and the old schoolhouse, as well as in their yard, however with the snow this year they decided to keep it all indoors. Events like the Easter egg hunt are fun for the community and also allow people to learn more about the museum's collection and programming. I did hear a couple of comments today like, oh, I've never been in here. I didn't realize there was all these cute, cool vehicles or, you know, it was really neat to see this or that. And then I would hear people talking about, my uncle had this, or do you remember seeing this in grandpa's house? So, it's nice to see or to hear those comments and hopefully, with that interest, people will come back to the museum either for themselves, just to see it maybe in a different atmosphere when we don't have an Easter egg hunt going on, or to bring their children back for programs, Memory shared. The museum will run Green Thumb's No School Day Camp during the spring break from April 11 to 13. Memory noted it is full, but people can always get on a waiting list in case of cancellations. Every Wednesday they also offer a history sensory day for preschoolers, where kids explore history through different senses. It's quite unique and we've had some consistent people attend, but it'd be nice to get some more people in, Memory said. The museum continues with their I Am monthly series for pre-kindergarten kids. They also released the listing of their summer camps on their website at SourisValleyMuseum.com and on their Souris Valley Museum Facebook page on April 3. Registration for the camps will open May 1. More information about their programs can be found there as well.